Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, heroic and rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 24 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, please call 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music, any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimer, number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer, number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer, number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I want to let you know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter, JR numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. And also the Twitter of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Now, the Facebook of Kent and Angelica, Facebook H.H. Workshop Records, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, or for hot music, www.3342music.com, OPN Radio, Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You could Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. You could Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The YouTube page Miscommentary, space, Cleveland. Man in the Street 13, also on none other than Twitter, and www.templabor.org, also theLogTV.com, and We Are Cleveland on YouTube. Now, the page of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records is the YouTube channel. Power Groove Records is the YouTube channel with We Are Cleveland. Before I do anything else, I see phone lines lighting up, so I appreciate that. I am going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So, with that being said, well, I will say that honorable mention spot. You have a top 10, but honorable mention, starting at the Buckeye Plaza at 12 noon, is the Men's March coming up with Dontez Taylor, representing Ward 4. Now, number 10, all Juneteenth events. Number 9, moving up, I Am Piranha. Number 8, moving up, BKL. Number 7, moving up, The Actual Tannis. Number 6, CUMR, new release coming up, being hyped real big. That moved up. Eric Magnus moved up with Sub-Zero at the number 5 spot. Number 4, debuting on Facebook, the Greenleaf Entertainment Incorporated, Mr. Wicked, the 187 video shoot in Lakewood Tap House that happened last Monday. It went past our show. Number 3, the All Walks of Life concert at the African Museum. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, debuting, Women and Their Many Hats fashion show, which was yesterday at the LaSalle Theater. Now, you had Brick House Wellness, but you had that event sponsored by some of the people who showed up. Not sponsored, but some of the people who showed up was Councilman Mike Palencic, Councilman Kevin Conwell, County Councilwoman who was in there in the fashion show, Yvonne Conwell. You had some heavy hitters in that event. And, of course, number 1, debuting. I got to give it up because they put out something that was an excellent program that's going on right now. Believe it or not, it was a program that was put together, and it's going on till midnight tonight. Greenwood, An American Dream Destroyed, world premiere watch party, which is from 5 p.m. to midnight. The movie premiere going on right now, 10:30 p.m., performances by Outlaw Jones and the legendary MC Brains Davis, DJ Ellery, in honor of those who lost their lives in the Tulsa Massacre, May Black Wall Street Live On. That's being held right now at Truth Seafood 7, East 185th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. Before I get to the, 678 area code with the 896, I will take the time to let people know, because it just happened, Ned Thomas Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, July 6, 1937 to June 13, 2021, was an American actor. He was one of the top character actors in film, particularly during the 1970s, and appeared in more than 160 films, including Deliverance, 1972, All the President's Men, 1976, Network in 1976, Superman in 1978, Back to School in 1985, Rudy in 1993, and Toy Story in 2010. He was nominated for an Academy Award, 2 Emmy Awards, and an MTV Movie Award for Best Villain, and a Golden Globe Award. He also won a Drama Desk Award. So there you go with some of those things. And it's just too many movies for me to even name, so I'm not going to do that to myself. What I am going to do is go back to the phone line of 678 area code with the 896. All these numbers. Maybe it's the IRS telling me that my next stimulus check is on the way. So I'm going to go to that phone line of area code 678 with the 896. How you doing out there? Hello. Greetings.
Hello. I'm well.
Okay. So, first of all, how are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say in advance, I appreciate you picking up the phone line and calling in. What is on your mind this nice evening?
I was calling in because I had an aunt that was that had told me about this, so I was just checking it out.
I can appreciate that. Oh, you want to give your aunt a shout out?
Yes, her name is Burl, Aunt Burl Kabir.
Okay. Okay. You know something? I'm glad because you mentioned that name, and I know her as somebody who lives by and preaches the word. That's number one. Number two, she's very concerned about the community as a whole and does her best to give messages out. So I am going to ask you, can you tell me a little bit about her?
Oh, yeah, she's full of the word. And every time I call her, she always has the word for me, tells me exactly what it is that I might be going through, but I don't speak it out to her, but she automatically gives me a Bible verse. She's like, oh, look at here, and it'll be exactly in line with what I needed. So, very powerful.
I hear you on that. And with that being said, I'm going to say I appreciate that because somewhere along the 11 o'clock hour tonight, now you forced me, and I was reminded about this and asked to do this, and I probably would have forgotten. So now I've just been forced to at least pull out a Bible verse myself and look at it this evening. So I thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem. May you enjoy the rest of the program, and I thank you for taking the time to call in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. My thing is, before I even think about playing a particular record, I need to at least talk to some people about some of the things that are going on this week. So if you were to look at this coming Thursday, 12 noon, which is very easy, right at Euclid and Doan, around the area for East Cleveland City Hall, they will be raising the Juneteenth flag at East Cleveland City Hall this coming Thursday at 12 noon. 12 noon, they'll be raising the flag. East Cleveland Councilman Ernest L. Smith will be raising the flag. There'll be entertainment from Earth Force, the Ward 3 advisor, Alfred Porter Jr., will be on hand for that. And then afterwards, you can head down to Thursday, 2 p.m., because it's right down on Euclid Avenue, at 3955 Euclid Avenue, okay, with the 44115 area code. All right, 3955. Let's make it easy. 40th Street in Euclid at the Department of Children and Family Services. The event is called, on Facebook, Shut It Down DCFS. Shut It Down DCFS. The thing about it is we now have several victims of DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services. Their stories are horrific. DCFS needs suspended and suspensions or shut them down completely. An outside agency needs to take over their operations. Kids are dying due to their failures. We need all victims to come forward. Invite as many people as you can. That's this coming Thursday. So you have a couple of activities going on that day. I want to take the time to at least thank some of the ones who came out to the African Museum Presents the All Walks of Life concert, including Suave Gotti, who did his new single, the J.O., which is a tribute, and showed the music video. for the tribute for DJ Johnny O, as well as Rest in Peace, Rest in Heaven, Joe Boom, DJ Joe Boom and the Boom Squad, who passed. Major Taps did an excellent rendition of No Justice, No Peace, and did his tap dancing. Almighty FX gave us a hot single. Life Struggles Depression, a.k.a. LSD, gave a very strong song. Brother Bang was in the house, as well as Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven. DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, had his system. Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sounds, had his system. So you had two different systems in the museum. But Miss Pulse Points, as well as the Backyard Music Man, Cowboy, did their set. You also had Sheriff Kilroy. Joseph Motley Jr. did his performances. Mr. Powers. Brother Rio was in the house. Ballhead Fred. It was a phenomenal show. I was very, very taken aback and enjoyed certain things. You had political candidates who spoke for Ward 7. Was none other than Dolores Gray. Who else was in the house that we missed? Oh, yes, we also had the congressional candidate for District 11, none other than Reverend Pinckney. You also had from Akron, Brother Bay, DJ Dollar Rock, GMS Shakespeare came through. Some of the other notables was council candidate for Ward 7, T.J. Dow, Mike Seals, Jeff Mixon, congressional candidate who showed up was Latik Shabazz, also running for District 11, but they didn't speak like the other names I gave you, like the Reverend and Brickhouse Wellness, Dolores Gray and all that. He only had a couple people who spoke, but the rest showed up to be in the place, and that was real nice. So my job is to try to find out certain things that's going on so that if you wish to be involved, you can. That's all I'm making the attempt to do. I also want to let people know, because this is certain things are just now coming up. It's just now coming up. And so with that being said, I thank you all for at least taking the time to tune in to this radio program. My thing is, when things happen at a moment's notice, to be able to let you know about it. This Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 7:15 p.m., we'll be hearing from Rayvon, 17 years old. 17 years old, young man who lost his sister, Tanasia McLeod. We protested down at Department of Children and Family Services, but Rayvon, he graduated. And so he'll be given a special message of from tragedy to triumph, because it was his testimony that caused the killer, the murder of his sister, which was his mom and his mom's partner, committed the brutal act for them to be found guilty. So he'll be speaking. And also, last Thursday we were down on Public Square because of Ramel Langford Jr., who had been shot, killed. His mom knew the assailant's name. Well, she came down there. Reverend Pinckney put it together, but the mom did come through and speak and gave the assailant's name. 19 News Facebook Live picked it up. And Lyric Lawson, a 6-year-old who was murdered, well, you know, they caught that assailant, but her uncle was murdered. And to hear from the Lawson family that the name that was called was the same one who's a suspect in their uncle's murder. So we were able to get on the police. We'll do our follow-through tomorrow to make sure they do what they can to take this individual off the streets. Well, both families will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated to talk about. Sometimes people talk about us being in the media and being out there, but when you get your message out and you see great works happen, and people connect the dots, then we've done what it is we're supposed to do. You know, I have other announcements to make, but right now I don't think it would be the proper time when I could at least get out here and give a message or find a good message to give. So what I'm going to take the time to do is have some fun. I can have some fun. Had them all array around at the African Museum. Who would have thought at the African Museum you would have had that? But it's out there. Yeah, it's what I personally like. This is the from the, of course, CMHA CD, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. And this is the remix of Big Legs from producer and R&B singer Emax the Image. I'll be back after this.
In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, little legs, light skin, no brown skin. She can be a little girl. Get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me, we can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah, in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. Skin, a brown skin, she can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
so she's in my world, yeah. Come on.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rachel said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republican. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist. But this is a fact. First things first. I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
least get a couple of things out of the way. The Tamir's campaign for justice. Because Trump's DOJ, Department of Justice, did not honestly investigate Tamir's death, we are calling on youth, African Americans, and all U.S. workers to join the fight with Samaria Rice in securing the promise of the U.S. Constitution to defend Tamir's civil and human rights and hold the officers who shot him accountable. We are urging Biden's DOJ and the House Judiciary Committee to reopen the investigation by June 25th, 2021. Tamir's birthday, we have launched a letter campaign with the help of powerful allies and will build on that momentum until justice is won. Please join us. It's up to us. And the dates left is Tamir's birthday, June 25th, 2021. That's Tamir's birthday, June 25th, 2021. They've already had Awareness Day was on May 12th. The Virtual Direct Action 1 was on May 26th. Virtual Direct Action 2 was on June the 9th. So now we just need to wait and see how things are going to work out. I also want to let people know, ain't no shame. When you need something, and something is there. Tight food budget, we may be able to help. I can guarantee they can. Nottingham Food Pantry, they have worked with members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated in getting food out. Nottingham Food Pantry is at Nottingham United Methodist Church at 18316 St. Clair. That's 18316 St. Clair, Mondays and Fridays, 12 to 3 p.m. But for those people who are working, Tuesday evenings from 4:30 to 7 p.m., bring an ID and address for our records. Guests are welcome monthly. COVID-safe procedures are in effect. One guest at a time may enter the building to register and receive groceries. Mask required for everyone in the building. They will pack your grocery bags and send you home with a smile. You can let them know you heard from it through Black on Black Crime Incorporated. My thing is just making sure that people know what's going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back to that African History Museum. One of the performers who had a strong performance was none other than Ballhead Fred. He also did some comedy. That scared some people. Anyway, this is his song, though. It's comedic. It's a take on another song. A lot of people loved it, and I'm glad that he was able to perform it. Hey, Black Life. Be right back.
Ain't no need for that violence, now quiet. Just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real n***. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all just scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? Shots in the club with foe. When you see the police, why you? I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. Tryna get shot by you.
Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer.
police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera, they evil. And they treat you like a slow burner, gotta duck your f***ing kids till they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of the beast. They won't cease, they love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a shit day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for? I'm protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
And it's official. Dr. Dre is definitely divorced from his wife. But the battle for the money in the state is far from over. Usually those things worked out by the time the divorce. Never mind. Anyway, I would like to at least take the time, since I have it, and I have not played, you know, him enough. He's got some good solo material by himself. So Wash will not play 3342 Music Zone. Emax the Image, one of my favorite tracks, is quick and to the point. I am not a rapper.
3342. 3342. Yeah. 3342. Hey. I am not a rapper. I'm on like a feature. And I got a message that I will surely reach you with my to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life. Even open my eyes, I just make this beat so I can work up on the middle, get up out the street and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. To that website and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to fight it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am
3342.
Like that song. It's like 2 minutes long and it's straight and to the point. Emax the Image. Anybody looking for that music on 3342music.com. My thing is, looking at some of the things we were involved in, we had last Wednesday before the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, there was a debate over the federal Cleveland Police Consent Decree, which reached its boiling point just maybe 12-footstep ladder for my soapbox as an ongoing debate over the validity of the Cleveland Police Federal Consent Decree reached a crescendo as the Cleveland branch of the NAACP refuted statements by the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association that the decree is having an impact on city safety. Cleveland NAACP President Daniel Sidner told News 5 Cleveland that the police reform has a long way to go, and consent decree police accountability must be maintained. I can't take that as a real statement that officers are afraid to do their job, Sidner said. It's sad to hear that union would say because officers are now being held accountable in a way that they had not been before, that they're afraid to do the right thing, which is their jobs. When it comes to the consent decree, the community should really be the one that decides when the work is done, because we will see the improvements. We will see less escalation of force. Now, about a week and a half ago, you all might remember when Cleveland Police Patrolmen Association President Jeff Fulmer, the union, said the consent decree is no longer needed and has officers afraid to do their jobs in the wake of stepped-up police accountability. Fulmer called for the resignation of Cleveland Police Safety Director Kerry Howard and said the consent decree is a factor in increased gun violence in 2021 because officers are in fear of being fired or suspended. He said 13 Cleveland officers have been fired in the past year, with 5 terminated just last week. Officers want to take back the streets for the law-abiding citizens, but we cannot do that because we're in fear of getting disciplined or getting terminated right now. The homicide rate is up crazy, and we're still looking for police accountability. How about let the police do their job and maybe some of those numbers go down? We have civilian review groups. We have internal affairs. We have inspections. We have everybody watching us. It's time to take back the city for all the law-abiding citizens. If they look at the stats and the number of crimes of the day and violent crimes, the numbers aren't going to weigh out the accountability that everybody is trying to hold against us. But Black on Black Crime, Inc. President Al Porter said the 2021 increase in Cleveland's violent crime is due to current city economic conditions. Porter and other civil rights groups who organized the June 9th rally in front of the Cleveland City Hall, which started at 5:15 p.m. in support of the Department of Justice consent decree. As Porter said, rolling back federal police use of force oversight would be a mistake, since he believes much more systemic change is needed in how Cleveland police interact with the African-American community. There is no way, shape, form, or possible that they need to get rid of the consent decree, Porter said. You still have police officers who ignore their supervisors. You still have public mistrust. The Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association is not engaged with the community. That is why we needed the consent decree as an impartial system to look at the police department, because it's unfortunate, but the police are unable to or unwilling to police themselves. As a matter of fact, I would like to add in there that when I got a chance to speak, my thoughts were, is Jeff Fulmer, is this a religious experience? Could be. The Cleveland Police Union is telling us that the whole Cleveland Police Department is the Son of God, perfect in every way, never done anything wrong, never committed a sin, didn't do anything. I didn't read that in the Bible. I thought it was only one person, hair of wool, bronze, who came and gave his life for us, I thought, you know, going through the John 3:16 and all of that. But maybe Fulmer knows something that we don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's why we put him on that 12-foot stepladder for the freaking soapbox that he should have known better, watched out for. Also, it's interesting, because for those who didn't realize it, this is a little 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox. The push to end Ohio's death penalty is gaining momentum, and according to local state lawmakers, is gaining bipartisan support in Columbus. Currently, there are 135 inmates on death row in Ohio, with the state executing 56 people since the death penalty was reinstated in 1999. Now, it looks like Ohio State Representative Juanita Brent, District 12, Cleveland, said she's in favor of House Bill 183 and Senate Bill 103, which is calling for Ohio to stop the death penalty. Brent doesn't believe executions are slowing down crime. It said both measures are gaining Republican support. It's disproportionately affecting African-American communities. This is not how we need to address and deal with justice, Brent said. Death penalties are not deterring people from crimes. If it was like that, then we would have no one doing crimes. People have access to affordable housing, making sure people have access to public transit, jobs that pay a living wage. That's what deters crime, not the death penalty. The legislation and the effort to stop Ohio's death penalty were the subjects of an online news conference hosted by the Ohio Council of Churches and the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus. Ohio State Representative Stephanie House is also in support of both bills. The District 1, oh no, she said the district I represent, that's better. Stephanie House said the district I represent falls within Cuyahoga County, which has the appalling reputation for the second most wrongful death sentences in the nation, House said. Of the six innocent men that were sent to death row from Cleveland, five of them were black. We can no longer ignore that black lives are consistently devalued by a justice system that should idealize fairness and accuracy. I am proud to stand with my colleagues today as we call for an end to capital punishment in Ohio. Judy Martin of Cleveland, who is with Black on Black Crime, Inc., is also in support of ending Ohio's death penalty. Martin lost her 23-year-old son, Christopher Lee Martin, in a shooting in 1994 and explained why she urged the Cuyahoga County prosecutor not to seek the death penalty for her son's killer. One, the young man looked so much like my son at the time, Martin said. Two, it wouldn't bring back Christopher. Three, I learned he had a 2-year-old son, and at that time, how could I be responsible for killing his father? I don't know if I spent my time hating him. I would have died. I tried a couple times. It didn't work. God didn't take me, so I'm still here. So according to court records, Cuyahoga County sentenced 5 people to death since 2017. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley said he would support putting the question of abolishing the death penalty before Ohio voters because that is who should decide. Brent said both bills are in committee and should be heading to hearings by the end of June. She hopes one of the measures will be up for a vote before the end of 2021. Very, very interesting. Just things to look out for here and there. Let me look and see. I have a 216-235 on the phone line. 216-235, how you doing out there?
I'm doing awesome. Mr. Porter, this is Major Taps, man. What's happening?
I'm doing well. Wait a minute. You were at the African History Museum on Crawford Road. You had the CD release at the same time. You did a strong performance of one of your biggest songs that people can find on GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
No Justice,
yes, sir.
No Peace.
Justice while I've got it.
You know, and then on top of it, you at the vending table. Man, I was like, wait a minute, not macaroni and cheese dressing, green beans, barbecue chicken, the croissant rolls. Talk to me, brother. What's going on, Major Taps?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody that came out and show some love to the event Saturday. Shout out to Black House, Black House Sounds that put this event on. Big ups to them, because I wouldn't be able to do this thing. You know what I mean? You know, especially
right.
Oh, pandemic. You know, people just want to be especially with promoting their talent and things of that nature and stuff like that. So shout out to them. And all the other artists that came through and represented. Shout out to Cowboy and his wife.
Angela
Davis that came out and talked about, you know, she's gonna stop talking about Black Lives. I'm gonna stop saying Black Lives Matter when blacks keep killing each other.
Right.
I can definitely agree with her. I really kind of feel that same way too. You know the old Black Lives Matter thing was started over some fugazi stuff. So we gonna leave it at that. Shout out to you, Mr. Porter. Shout out to you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you, brother.
Share, sheriff was in the house. Ronnie B. Everybody that came through represented Suave, Gotti, you know. All year. Don't forget my bro, Almighty FX.
Almighty FX. Man.
Yeah,
he did his thing. He did his thing.
We appreciate the love, y'all. You know, the Rise of the Taps album. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the people that came out and copped that. You know. Yeah.
You've been
working on that. Mr. Powers. Thank y'all.
Yep.
Hey. And like the Prodigy and T, we got Mo in store for everybody. Shout out to Dante too. I didn't get a chance to run into him that much at the event, though I seen him, you know what I'm saying. I seen that he had came through, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was, you know, getting things all set up and everything. So yeah. So everybody in Atlanta, man, y'all just gotta stay in tune and just come through to these events. These events that we giving out, you know what I'm saying? It's an awesome thing going on right now. So yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
Check my video out. Get your mind right.
I love
that
song.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Definitely. Cop that on. It's been released worldwide now. Single. It's Get Your Mind Right. You can get that joint, you know what I'm saying, on eBay, Amazon,
okay.
Spotify. Look up any platform out here, any major big platform out here and stuff like that. You can get it on one of those. You know what I'm saying? Only 99 cents. You know, only a dollar. You like that song?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah, we're gonna keep on going, we're gonna keep on moving with this, you know, Propriety ENT, you know, FX, you know, shout out brother some love too. He got them subscribers booming on his YouTube page. You know, he put out like 3 mixtapes already. Show us some, you know what I mean? So, we just out here getting, we on our grind. So, probably NT, we out. So, appreciate y'all. Right. Much love.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. You know something? I'm going to have to at least play a nice little collaboration from a couple of artists that performed. I think this song was on the original CCR 1, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Volume 1. It featured Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. So, and a shout-out to Miss Pulse Points, who was with Cowboy. They did, like I said, an excellent set together. So with that being said, I'm going to play this track, The World, and I'll be right back after this.
Out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart, it's right there, see the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart, it's right there, see the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart, it's right there, see the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart, it's right there.
Witnessing pain and the evil that he these men do. You don't know me, you don't know what I have been through. You started out good but went down the wrong path. My homie took his life, I went out on the war path. Alcohol medicates the pain I feel inside. I'm invincible, ain't no need to swallow pride. The streets are calling, ain't no time for me to praise God. Fast money, fast life, I don't need a job. I don't understand the problems I'm about to see. Can't nobody talk to me, I'm an OG. Eventually my anger leads me to my first case. My mama looking at me saying, man, what a waste. Hip-hop is calling me, but I'm too deaf to even answer. Bad decisions that I make is spreading like a cancer. Now you was talking to me, man, you gon' check me. If I don't show no love, how you gon' respect me? Fast forward to the day, yeah, I am better now. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm out here getting my cheddar now. The biggest problem is cause we don't love each other. Always love yourself and give props to your mother.
Girl, it's out of shape, like, oh yeah, in the love. It's in your heart, it's right there. See the world, it's out of shape, like, oh yeah, in the love. It's in your heart, it's right there.
Man, the world is out of shape. It ain't great, but I refuse to seal my fate. In a hell gate, I don't know the difference between real and fake. And false traits in the definition of common death. On stealing tape, but what's the difference with real love and fake love? Do you get a welcome hug or death you slug one way or another? Your occupation, your bin book, when you let them up, all in your world, your name and blood. Why you telling people that you my cuz when you working for the fuzz? Trying to sing, I break my pockets like I got white devil drugs. I never flood that white cane. Only thing I flood is music, man. And spit that inspirational flow and hit the streets with a bang. It ain't my fault you let your career hang. Being in the wrong gang, I was living my life through music. You was living yours in the fast lane. Yo, Ronnie B, tell this lame to get out the game. He visualized on what he saw through the windows of pain.
You see the world inside of shape. Like, oh yeah, in the love, it's in your heart, it's right there. See the world, it's out of shape. Like, oh yeah, in the love, it's in your heart, it's right there. See the world, it's out of shape. Like, oh yeah, in the love, it's in your heart, it's right there. See the world, it's out of shape. Like, oh yeah, in the love, it's in your heart, it's right there.
She come to me like, well, when you get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
Wow. My thing is, as I look through just on the wire, rally on Tuesday at 5 p.m. for Lieutenant Colonel Darlene Pride, a veteran. The corner of Lee Road and Coleridge Road, 2390 Lee Road, 3188 Coleridge Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio. That is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Demolition of a decorated veteran's family home, and that is tomorrow. I want to thank everybody who took the time to at least tune in, call in. Didn't even know they were doing this. But support is growing for tougher penalties on junk flying off cars. No, I'm serious. The American Automobile Association of Ohio is calling for tougher penalties regarding everything from furniture to steel pipes flying off cars and trucks on Ohio roadways that result in injury and death. The testimony was submitted before the House Criminal Justice Committee, AAA, Ohio tow lawmakers by failing to properly secure loads. Resulting road debris creates a traffic safety hazard that may result in injury, death, or significant property damage. They said, I believe AAA Ohio support of House Bill 27 that revealed, I think it was News on Your Side, did the investigation revealing that nearly 3,000 unsecure load violations contributing to almost 7,000 crashes over the last 5 years, which resulted in 6 deaths and 715 injuries. In the days before AAA's testimony at the hearing, 2 more serious incidents involved unsecured loads resulted in serious damage and near loss of lives. There's a summary of House Bill 27. where I believe near Toledo, a steel pipe flew off the back of a truck and impaled the windshield of a car. And in Cleveland, 28-year-old Morgan Eicher was lucky to escape being decapitated when a large piece of metal flew off the back of a truck ahead of her and crashed through her front window. Now, I think the interview was with AAA East Central Director of Legislative Affairs. Gee, I didn't know there was a AAA East Central Director of Legislative Affairs. Said, it is the responsibility of all drivers, regardless of what kind of vehicle they are driving, to secure the load, adding that the exclusive investigations illustrated the degree to which road debris crashes really are. Currently in Ohio, unsecured loads are a minor misdemeanor with fines capped at $150 and no jail time, even if someone is seriously injured. Under the proposed law, fines and penalties would increase from the current maximum of $150 to $500, plus criminal penalties would include a $2,500 fine and jail time up to 60 days if you or your property are physically harmed. HB 27 is sponsored by State Representative, who's behind this, Tom Patton, Republican of Strongsville, and future hearings are expected before the measure comes to a vote. So we try to let people know some of what's going on around here, because if we didn't do it, I'm not really certain what my program, why even have a radio program if you're not going to touch upon certain subjects and throw them out there. Let's see, I think Batty Boo was a person who came out to the African Museum as an artist. I thought it was real, real nice that we had that artist come out. So it was a phenomenal event to have so many different people and excellent talent there was a beautiful thing in itself. My thing is to let you all know I appreciate you all for taking the time to call in. I want to have some fun, go out on a fun thing. I will be talking to you. Let's go out with some 90s R&B by DJ Fatty Banks. Talk to you soon.
R&B. I'm talking not Kelly, a little Jody.
Yeah.
Ooh yeah, tell the DJ play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait till you leave the club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. So occupation.
Ow, ow, yeah.
To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend and hit me up.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day.
Yeah.
I put a smile on your
yeah.
face
yeah.
the moment
yeah.
you heard
yeah.
me say.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little
Jodeci.
Oh. Ooh yeah, you know my name is Dre. I'm something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby, unless it's by the band. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex, and I keep it player, baby. That's no doubt. Wanna know everything about you in and out. Game and you focus, part of the play and I know it. You leaving with Dre and you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me, I really wanna meet.
your name. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me.
To me.
Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking non
killing
a little Josie.
That dog.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me. Good look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking talking a little Jodeci. Oh, 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 oh.
Stay safe. Peace.